California's state government is in a $14 billion hole, and the popularity of the legislature is at a historic low. One lawmaker proposes a novel way to restore harmony in the Golden State. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
According to State Assemblyman Leland Yee, a San Francisco Democrat, what California needs is more feng shui. It's the ancient Chinese practice of designing living and working spaces to promote harmony between people and their environment.
We've had situations in which people in the state of California may, in fact, want to somehow position their home, a piece of property that they own, in concert with feng shui principles. The movement of air, the movement of wind, the positioning of light, and local regulations just did not allow that.
Yee called a news conference to explain his resolution, which he says simply urges state and local planning agencies and design review boards to recognize feng shui principles. For example, they might involve the placement of a window or door to take advantage of natural light and airflow. Yee wants to demystify feng shui, which he calls basic common sense.
I'm reminded of a situation in which Westerners, if they want to build their home in right in the path of a river, they're going to do that. But Asians don't do that. We know that we cannot conquer Mother Nature.
Yee says his resolution isn't a mandate and shouldn't cost the taxpayers anything. Still, the Assemblyman's feng shui proposal has caught state building officials off guard. Stan Nishimura is the executive director of the California Building Standards Commission.
I have very little familiarity with it. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of the concept. Would it benefit California? I can't comment on that because I just don't know.
Undeterred, Assemblyman Yee points out that feng shui principles have been adopted by several major American corporations, and some California cities have consulted feng shui experts before laying out a subdivision. Yee acknowledges that his proposal has made him the butt of many jokes around the state capitol in Sacramento, a building notorious for its confining offices, dark passageways, and gridlocked politics. Says Yee, that's what happens when you breathe so much stale air. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.